right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. I'm Bryce. You guys know me. I'm joined, as always, by the notorious P.I.Z., Mr. Pizza Mind. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well over here. It's a beautiful stormy day here in Texas. I'm wearing my cloud shirt in honor of the cloudiness outside, but it's nothing but sunny skies ahead for crypto despite a brutal winter. It looks like we're finally turning around.
The groundhog is showing his head or whatever, like, you know, spring's over and now we're into the summer. And I don't even know how Groundhog Day works. I probably butchered that. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is Bitcoin is popping its head up above the ground. We were in the graveyard. We were in the depths of a bear market. Just the other week, you know, Bitcoin crushed through $30,000. And it looks like it's got some momentum. And not only do we have momentum in price action, we got momentum with builders. And we got the true privilege and honor to speak with a big builder, reigning out of San Francisco, Samir Adamine, who is the CEO and co-founder of Absolute Labs, who's building some pretty interesting things in crypto slash Web3. So, Samir, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Very happy to be here. It's a foggy day, as usual, here in San Francisco, right? but everything is good.
All right. Well, yeah, we're familiar with Absolute Labs because not many builders are building what you guys don as a CRM for Web3. And in fact, this is actually kind of a pitch that I've never really heard. So when I first heard it, I was like, wow, we got to get these guys on the show. So what is a CRM for Web3 and what is Absolute Labs?
All right. So maybe, you know, I can tell you a little bit more about us and, you know, how we build this, you know, and I will answer this question. So we are marketing tech product entrepreneurs, right? Myself and Anthony, my co-founder. We've been doing that for the past 15 years. It's our third company here in this world. It's probably the most ambitious. The previous company was a mobile marketing, mobile analytics, you know, company. We started in Paris in 2013, moved it in San Francisco in 2014 after winning a startup competition and finding some investors here. Among them, you know, the first one was Mark Benioff, you know, Salesforce CEO and founder. And we then moved the company here and made it after a few years one of the top 10 leaders in the mobile marketing category, according to Gartner. So we built in this previous company a product that was helping companies in their mobile e-commerce business, right, with mobile marketing, mobile analytics, et cetera. We were working closely with Salesforce and Adobe and a few others, Microsoft Dynamics, et cetera. When we exited this company 2 years ago, we started investing in crypto. We wanted to, and end of 2020, understand everything about crypto. So we created a small crypto fund and started to invest in everything that existed, right? Any chain, any assets, et cetera, even building some of them and just trying to understand. And we really had an amazing discovery here. So look, we found wallets, right? Crypto wallets as the next email and cookies, replacing emails and cookies in the way we would connect to online services, right? On-chain is the new online, and there is so much data here that is available. So we realized there is something happening here, a new internet, new rules, you know, users, consumers taking back control of their data thanks to wallets, right? Even if it's still a little bit sophisticated, there's a lot of very smart teams, as you know, working on wallet solutions here, right, to make it easier. But then we realized there's an opportunity because we also in a entering a post-cookies world, right? 2024 is going to be the end of third-party cookies, right? And people are looking for more privacy. So we realized, oh, there is an opportunity here to rebuild what Salesforce have built in the past like 20 years, which is the CRM for Web3. Any company needs a CRM to answer your question, Bryce. It's where actually your customer data is going to be, right? Any company today but don't have a CRM cannot actually manage customers, right? It's you need that to make sure that you have all the data related to your customers, opt-in data, obviously. But it's also the way you're going to connect with these customers, engage with them, right? CRM is actually at the center of a company's relationship with its customer. But then around the CRM, there's going to be analytics, marketing automation, you know, there's going to be commerce. There's going to be a lot of other features here and products, right, that exist. If you look at Salesforce today, it's a CRM and around like probably 60 other products around it, right, from analytics, marketing automation, social media, collaborative, employee experience, et cetera, et cetera. So we decided at Absolute with Anthony, my co-founder, 2 years ago to build the first, you know, wallet first. We call it wallet first CRM. It's a wallet relationship management platform. So we call it Web3 CRM because people don't get WRM, right, yet. But, you know, we think it's more than a CRM actually, right? Because again, it's based on wallets as the customer ID here.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm really happy to hear that you're building in this specific little niche, because in the giant puzzle that is Web3, the largest gaping hole is business tools. Things that a business can do to use crypto is still very, very small. So having a CRM and being able to, you know, basically operate a business, these are like the eyeballs of a Web3 business. Now putting that in, total game changer. But when we think of a traditional CRM, you know, we're thinking, okay, we got some columns with names and email addresses and phone numbers and maybe a shipping address. And, you know, maybe we can right click and open a support ticket or something. But what features in a Web3 CRM or a WRM, as you're coining it, are completely different?
Yeah. So great question. So look, Web2 product CRM and marketing product do not work with wallets, right? So they're not operating, right? And so what is interesting here and I'm going to describe the wallet relationship management platform. There's like four main features here. One is the analytics, on-chain data, right? All this data is public, is available. We structured it, right? There is like, we are actually supporting several chains, but, you know, just starting with Ethereum and Polygon, there is 530 million wallets as of today, right? Approximately, probably 45 million of them are trading NFTs as of today, right? We have access to all this data, right? We have access to all the transactions, all the history, all the assets, tokens, and NFTs that all these wallets own, right? We are able to segment them. So the first thing is an analytics insight product. Then, you know, market intelligence and, you know, metrics. So we designed some marketing metrics that you don't see yet, you know, you wouldn't see yet in this Web3 world and blockchain world. But are, for example, the buying power of a community, right? The propensity to spend, or the propensity to churn from an NFT collection, right? This type of metrics, right? And there is like probably 50 to 60 different metrics here, the average hold time on an NFT or token, right? All these type of business metrics that are like, you know, talking to marketing people, right? They are the things that we have on this first, you know, feature we call insights, the analytics. And then we have a segmentation feature where you create your audiences, where you're going to be unifying Web2 and Web3 data. Because we not only working with Web3 companies, such as the Sandbox, right? We're working with Web2 companies. We just announced last week, maybe you heard about it, the Louis Vuitton, you know, the LVMH, you know, luxury brand collection, NFT collection. They leverage our entire platform. Actually, LVMH through one of their fund called Aglaé invested in our company, and they chose us as the you know Web3 CRM, right? And we announced last week Louis Vuitton, and it's a great example of a Web2 company, you know, transitioning to Web3. Creating you know NFT collections. You probably have heard about their SBT, you know, Soulbound token, but they launched here for $42,000, right? There's very few of them, so the first feature, you know, on our platform, the analytics, these guys have used it, right, to identify some audiences, right, and better understand the market. And the second feature is segmentation. They used it to actually unify Web2 and Web3 data. For example, the email and the wallet, right? All of that is opt-in, obviously, it's GDPR compliant, right? But they are able actually to unify this data in the WRM platform. And then third step here is, you know, create a profile, have the profile of each of these users through a wallet first profile. So a profile for us is, on the CRM actually is going to be one or multiple wallets, and then all the on-chain data related to this wallet. And if the user opt-in, there's some Web2 data as well, the Discord, the Twitter, you know, the email, the activity, if it's a game, for example, the in-gaming activity of this user, right? Then after that, the last piece, we call it Flow. It's a marketing automation tool here, allowing actually marketers to create campaigns. For example, you want to engage an airdrop tokens or NFT to your audience. You want a wallet messaging, you know, do a wallet messaging. We'll be announcing in a few days our partnership and integration with XMTP, you know, the wallet-to-wallet messaging protocol, probably the best one, you know, that we found actually in the market, right? But we also are covering Web2 channels such as email, Twitter, Discord, SMS, push notifications. So that, this is the full funnel marketing platform. That's what we call a wallet relationship management platform.
Okay, I like it. What is the necessity for this new platform where maybe Salesforce or an existing CRM like HubSpot would just be able to add wallets to their platform, and then bam, you know, Chainlink or Time or Solana, if they want to market to their users, they'll have all the rich data of Salesforce plus the wallet.
That's a very good point. I'd actually, you know, it's difficult for them because their entire platform are based on email and cookies, right? And this is not the world we are in Web3, right? This is not about email first or cookies first. It's about, you know, wallet, right? And it's not just about adding a wallet, to each profile. People want to stay anonymous, right? They don't want to share their email. So you still have to communicate and engage with them, right? You have to give them, again, people are taking back control of their data. What do I want to share, right? Whether it's a Web2 brand or a crypto brand, right? Sandbox have millions of users, right? Not all of them share their email. We communicate, you know. So there is also here, you know, something that is very difficult for these Web2 companies. By the way, you know, we are integrating with these products such as Salesforce, but it's the, you know, and we obviously had a great partnership in our previous company. And last week at VivaTech, you know, this big event where we got this, we got an LVMH Innovation Award for the Web3 category. Mark Benioff actually was visiting the event, and he came for a demo in our booth, right? So that was an interesting moment, right? That I spent with Mark Benioff on my booth, showing him the future of CRM here in the new internet.
So let me just try and wrap my mind around it for our audience. So say there's a company or an organization, a DAO, Chainlink, or Sandbox, and they want to issue maybe a new campaign. They want to say, hey, we're doing an airdrop. We want to do a new NFT. They would come to Absolute Labs. And how would you guys already have the users of Chainlink tagged? How would people know how to target those wallets, I guess?
So first thing is, you know, when we meet for the first time with a new potential customer, we all have, if they have a token, right, or an NFT, we all have all the data. We all have all their actually holders, right? We are already able to show them, you know, what we can do. Now, these are their customers. So they're allowed actually to add up to them, right, through our platform. It's a no-code tool, very easy. Then they're going to ingest their Web2 data, for example, the email, the Twitter, et cetera, accounts, right? And we'd be able to do much more sophisticated engagement campaigns here, right? Combining Web2 and Web3 channels. For example, some customers are going to be reachable through some wallets, reachable through, you know, wallet messaging, right? Because they have the XMTP inbox, right, in their wallet. So others will be reachable through email, others through Twitter, others through Discord, etc. And our tool is orchestrating campaigns in all these channels actually at the same time, right?
So if you know, we talk a lot about data privacy and owning your own data here in Web3 and being able to monetize your own data. But the data you're talking about is just publicly available stuff right off the blockchain. Like there's no snooping, no hacking, no like going on the dark web for any of this stuff. It's all just out there.
Yeah.
And you're just making sense of what's there. But in Web3, not a lot of people want to be marketed to. Is there any kind of way to either opt out of this blockchain messaging or give permissions to maybe to you guys and restrict things from, you know, let's say, you know, some other client that we don't want to hear from? For example, I've been trying to unsubscribe from Motley Fool's emails and I literally can't do it. I've had to market spam and I get like 9 emails a day in my spam box because their unsubscribe link doesn't work, maybe on purpose. You know, what are, you know, people who are concerned about their data privacy or don't want to be bombarded by marketing able to do about it?
Yeah.
Or is this just something that we're going to have to get used to?
That's a very good point. And, you know, Web3 versus Web2, there is no centralized, you know, companies such as Apple, Google, et cetera, right? That's going to, you know, define the rules here. We have to define it ourselves, right? So, which means that, you know, we're starting working on some project, you know, within the Web3 marketing industry. You know, there's a lot of startups here, and we have some ideas about how we can create these best practices, right? Because we don't want to see, you know, this bad thing that you're describing happening in Web2. More and more, I cannot unsubscribe to some email spams as well, right? It's insane, right? And it's out of control, right? One thing that, you know, is needs to be one problem that needs to be solved in Web3 is wallet airdropping, airdrops, right? Because anyone can airdrop anything to anyone. So some companies came to us, by the way, saying, oh, you have like 530 million wallets. I can airdrop literally through your platform in just 2 minutes. It's a no-code tool, no developer needed. I can airdrop anything to all these guys. And we forbid that, right? Again, we are an enterprise-grade platform. We're working with, you know, mostly the main, you know, companies in Web3 and the Fortune 1000 companies, right, such as Louis Vuitton and these type of companies, right, in Web2. So we don't allow in our platform, but others can do that, by the way. So I think there is a lot to do here. Wallet-to-wallet messaging can be controlled in a much better way. And I'm, you know, I have strong, you know, I'm excited with this launch with XMTP. You know, we have obviously with email. You know, when you're a company, you don't play, you know, spam, right? That's not, especially if you're a luxury brand, right? You don't play with that. It's all personalization here, right? One-to-one messaging, right? So we don't see that with our customers, but I agree with you. There is a risk here, and we need to address that risk as an industry here, as an emerging industry.
Let's talk about from the, you know, kind of zooming out beyond Absolute Labs and taking a look at NFTs as a technology and as a cultural movement, really. I mean, brands like LVMH, who I think they do Louis Vuitton and a bunch of other luxury brands. Time is, you know, working with them. NFTs are on the Nike's platforms and stuff. I guess my question is why? Like, why do these traditional companies want to utilize NFTs? What is the allure? Is it helping them better engage their audience? Is it helping them monetize them in a different way? What are the discussions that you're having?
So, yeah, so, you know, luxury brands have been, you know, and all these consumer brands, right? Personal luxury, these type of products, you know, these brands are very old brands, by the way. You know, they already have communities, right? People love them because they're part of a tribe here. They're part of a community. You know, Ferrari, you know, cars or Louis Vuitton bags or whatever, you know, luxury brand here is also have this community approach, right, from the very beginning. So even Apple, right, in some ways, right, we all are part of, you know, we all love the brand, you know, that's the reason we love their products. But, and we all, there is much more than the consumer, you know, buying, you know, some functional products, right? And I believe, you know what's happening with luxury brands is they're always looking for creating new experiences with their customers. And the reason, and you know, they're going to be leveraging AI these days. They're going to be leveraging VR, AR. I mean, in the past 2 years, all this new tech, right? They adopted all of them, right? So, you know, VR, AR, they've been testing things in their shops, outside, etc. They're looking to create new experiences, deeper relationship with their customers, right? And technology is not the goal here. You know, in some day we're not going to talk anymore about NFTs and Web3, right? We'll talk about digital assets, right? Another interesting thing with these brands is the fact that when they issue an NFT collection, they're sharing with their community customers a part of their brand here, right? In some way, I'm an empowered consumer here, right? It's not just a physical product, but it's also something that is related and it's part of. And I think the NFTs are actually a perfect. That's why they're really, you know, luxury. We see dozens of luxury brands now, you know, accelerating their NFT projects. And I think one of the reasons is because they see this ethos of Web3 here and NFTs very close to what they've been doing for the past, like, a few years already, you know, when they, you know, they're creating communities, they have this approach, right? And these new experiences and NFTs, utility behind an NFT is quite amazing. You know, there's still a lot here that we can provide behind just, you know, owning the NFT, right? Token gating, you know, and all of these things, you know, rewarding customers, being able to stay connected to them. I mean, you know, activating and retaining, you know, customers is obviously something that NFT is doing very, very well.
And why do you think they're using NFT technology as opposed to just launching their own altcoin like so many thousands of other companies have done? What is this benefit towards this huge growing trend of using these one-of-one tokens instead of just another random token that's interchangeable? I mean, some of the largest communities in crypto are still using a normal utility token, but that's what is it about NFTs that are so special?
Because they're creative, right? Because first they're creative, because you know you have like I mean, you know, as you know, luxury brands are always collaborating with artists, right? They're always collaborating with creative. They're very creative, by the way. I mean, I've been, you know, just last week, right? It's interesting, but just inside LVMH, you know, all these brands that they have 75 of them. I met with many of them last week. I got briefed in many projects. Every project is different, right? But you're right. There's no coin. There's no, because they still are scared about that, right? Unfortunately, you know, the coin and the token, you know, image here, especially these days with, you know, with what's been happening with this, with the SEC, you know, is actually something that they don't want to enter in, even if they're not like listed tokens or coins, right? And, you know, tradable coins, they're like more cautious on these, but they're also less creative, right? Obviously.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you guys leverage AI, artificial intelligence at all on the platform? I know that this has been a a big discussion with kind of the breakout of ChatGPT and all these new models.
Yeah, we are leveraging it. So we are, I mean, every software company should be, right? But especially on the marketing side. So the way we do it actually is that we're working on what we call lookalikes profiles. So as an example, right, we want to be able to help a brand with free or web to identify in the overall blockchain, blockchain, right, among these 500 million plus wallets that exist, what are the profiles that are actually the most relevant to them, right, to their business, to their activity, to their NFTs, to their token, right? Where should they spend some time, targeting these folks, these wallets? And how would they find them? The next step is obviously once you have this information and you identify lookalike profiles, the next step is how to engage with them. Maybe it's going to be a collaboration with an NFT collection that exists, or maybe it's going to be a different way of targeting it, right? There's different ways here: wallet messaging, airdropping, collaborations, web-free advertising, but it's just starting as well, And so lookalike profiles is probably, is where we focus now on AI.
Is there some way as a user that we can make our wallet profile more attractive towards some of these luxury brands to maybe receive an airdrop or an invitation or a message? What kind of activity or balance is really being looked for like the ideal Web3 user?
I think it's the same for their these companies' existing products, right? I mean, there's so many different type of profiles that exist, but, obviously, there's not one luxury brand, and one luxury type of consumer, right? There's like hundreds of them, right? So, there's so many brands here, launching their project, and sometimes it's going to be a woman, sometimes it's going to be more a man, sometimes it's going to be, It's rich, wallet profiles, sometimes not really. It could be someone that owns, I don't know, two NFTs from some artists actually that are followed by this brand, right? So, for example, myself, I've been investing a lot on Tezos, artists in the past two, three years, right? Because I love, arts, NFT arts, and they are very expensive, right, on OpenSea, and I was thinking, and I'm sure I can be targeted. Tezos is, for example, one of the chains that some of these brands are investing in, right, which is quite interesting. I was not expecting that, but we're collaborating. We're going to be supporting Tezos very soon for this reason, by the way, right?
That's incredible. Now for folks who are out there listening, they might, actually be building their own small business in crypto. Maybe they don't have an NFT, maybe they don't have a coin or whatever, but maybe they want to target crypto users. Is Absolute Labs kind of a system that they could do that? And if so, how could they get connected?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they can go to the website. We have an offer for startups, right? So we're helping startups as well. So we have two types of customers: startups, SMBs, and enterprise companies. We have teams in the US on the sales side and in Europe, right? Very soon in Asia. We are serving many of them already. And, we'd like to see as well, some startups coming saying, hey, we have, 10,000 wallets today. We want to grow from 10,000 to a million, right? How your product is helping us with that, right? And obviously these guys are going to grow, and our pricing as well, so this right. is great. We want to help these startup companies grow as well with this product, but some of these guys are, not doing the same thing than, all these startups 2-3 years ago with this bull market, right? Everything was much easier. In a bear market, you have to do marketing. You have to get closer to your customers, right? That's why you need a CRM and marketing automation here, right?
Do you think that there's ever going to be another bull market, Samir?
Yeah, I like your enthusiasm when we started this conversation. I think it's coming, right? I think it's coming. I think it's going to be different, probably. But we're excited. But we, you know, look, we launched our platform and product, in a bear market, right? And we raised $8 million, you know, when things started to get really, really complicated, right? So we believe, you know, whether you're in a recession, bull or bear market, right? You know, companies need to do marketing, you know. And that's why you see companies like Salesforce in the past 20 years growing every year. Every single year they've been growing, because even in a recession, you know, companies need to do marketing, get closer to their existing customer, not to lose them. Competition is harder. In a bull market, it's going to be about acquisition, right? Mostly. And how can I go faster, right?
And just being in the San Francisco tech scene right now, what's the attitude and the mood of all the other founders and builders and investors that you interact with on a daily or weekly basis? Are people starting to spend money again and throw more parties, or are people really still trying to conserve capital?
I see a lot of things going on these days, you know, in San Francisco. It's interesting to see, you know, all these new first-time founders, you know, people that were with this Google or Microsoft, but you know, but were let go this past, you know, 18 months, right? But lost their job, or Twitter. They're starting companies. It's amazing, right? They're starting companies, and they are like launching new products, new projects, etc. I see a lot, you know, after the pandemic, right? Much more events, parties, etc. In San Francisco, we have these guys from the Graph, Edge and Node, right? But did these amazing things to the community. They call it House of Web 3, right?
Nice. Invited. Yeah, and we've had Kyle Rojas on the show, who is over at Edge and Node. He's a good guy.
Edge and Node. These are great, great people, because they, you know, they've created this community approach, but in real world, where, you know, we have an office here, we can meet with other folks in Web 3, right? And I'm actually heading to their office in like 45 minutes to this place. It's a beautiful place at Presidio, right here in San Francisco. It's not downtown. It's a much better location, right? Beautiful location. And anyhow, there's a lot of activity going on. There's a lot of discussion between Web3 folks and AI startups as well. I believe there's a lot of interesting things happening as well here.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a really beautiful union between AI startups and crypto startups, and just seeing what some of the most creative technocrats and folks who are really thinking about this stuff, you know, what they're going to build. But, you know, while we still have you, I got one question, and then I'll let you get to the Presidio with the boys from Edge and Node. But for those who are listening to this podcast, right, and they're brand spanking new, and they're just trying to, you know, kind of, you know, learn about this market and protect themselves, really, because they see so much craziness. What's one word of wisdom, one word of advice that a guy who's been in the market for a while, building companies, you know, what would you say to somebody who's brand new?
I mean, you know, you have to look at solving one problem, right? One customer problem, right? You know, don't try to solve like five or three of them, just one of them, right? And then you can, and it has to be repeatable, right? I mean, that's my advice, because, you know, building several companies in the past few years, some failures, obviously. You know, I started in France, then moved here in San Francisco, and I think, you know, once you solve, you identify one problem that you can solve, you know, build the right product and offer around that, you know, and, you know, move from one customer to 10 and then 10 to 1,000, right? That's, then it's all about execution, right? But it has to, you know, and don't listen to this negative, right, environment that is saying, hey, no one is raising money these days. No one, you know, investors have a lot of money. They're looking for people that understand, entrepreneurs that understand, you know, how to solve a problem, right, for one customer, right, and how to make that repeatable, right?
Love it. Man, Sameer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To talk all things Web3 marketing and Absolute Labs. You know, people can go to, what is it, absolutelabs.com?
.io, absolutelabs.io. Ask for a demo, we have a team that is ready to show the product and contextualize it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing all the great things that you guys come out with here in the near future. Take care.
Thank you.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.